B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody, for your Friday.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
It is Earth Day, Roy.
It is Earth Day.
And because of Earth Day, let's talk about planets outside of the Earth.
Okay, well, there are 9.
If my... 12. No.
Hang on.
You're going the wrong direction.
7.
Nope.
Mercury. This is tough.
There used to be 9.
Oh, it's 8.
There's 8.
No, I thought they brought Pluto back.
Pluto's out.
I thought they brought him back.
Pluto's out until they have their annual meeting, and then they decide whether or not to bring Pluto back.
Okay.
There is Loren, follow me, Mercury, closest to the sun, but not the hottest. What is the hottest planet?
Earth.
Venus.
I'm sorry, I was going by love.
Democrats would like to be the hottest planet with their bullshit climate change, which is totally a lie because I was freezing my ass off at the lake this week. No, the hottest planet is Venus.
He's kidding. Everyone's
yes, he's kidding.
Yeah, please.
Venus. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know how it works. I think it has to do with atmospheres and the way
the clouds.
Yeah, the clouds. I was referring to when I said Earth's hot. We're the sexiest.
We are the sexiest. Yeah, we're the hottest. Like
we're
yeah,
the blue.
Like, take that, batches.
Right. Like, we're so blue and yeah. Cute.
So Mercury, Loren, Venus, and then what comes after Venus?
Oh.
You got to know this for the kids. The kids are going to be doing space projects.
I don't remember.
You don't know what comes after Venus?
I don't remember.
Oh, bless your heart. It's Earth.
What's Venus? Earth. That's right. And then?
Mars.
And then? The asteroid belt.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah.
And then?
And then Uranus?
Nope.
Jupiter?
Jupiter.
Yeah.
And then?
Uranus?
Nope.
Saturn?
Yep.
Then Uranus.
Uh-huh.
Then Pluto.
Uh-uh. Neptune.
I forget about Neptune.
Neptune's the furthest. So Neptune Jeez. And Uranus are twins. They're twin planets, they're called.
Dang.
Except I think Neptune does this crazy thing where it rotates, like we all rotate like horizontally, and either Neptune or Uranus rotates vertically.
They're silly.
They are silly.
They're silly.
I posted something that says NASA's going to probe Uranus. And it was a true headline. All right, back to the planet Earth, since it is Earth Day, Loren. How many time zones does the world have? It's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
This is from my BuzzFeed daily calendar.
What do we have, 4 just here
6,
in the U.S.?
12, or 24. I would think the answer is 12.
I would say 24.
Really?
I would say 12, right? Because if it's noon on one, yeah, I'd say 12.
The answer is 24. Roy was right.
I'm brilliant. Well, it's 24 hours in a day, so isn't...
Yeah, but if it's...
And everyone's on a different... There's different time zones elsewhere.
That checks out. That seems to make
sense.
That's
how my mind went. Yeah. I don't know if that's right, but that's how my mind went.
The structure connecting the Pacific to the Atlantic Ocean near the equator is called the what? Equatorial Channel, the Panama Canal, or the Channel of Americas?
Panama Canal, right?
What was the question?
The structure connecting the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean near the equator is called the Equatorial Channel, the Panama Canal, or the Channel of the Americas?
You know what? I think this is a trick question. I think they want you to say the Panama Canal. I think I fucked up.
Equatorian Canal?
It is the Panama Canal.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair enough.
I think I'm so old, and I turned 47 on Monday, that I legit remember when Earth Day first came out. When was Earth Day first observed? Like, I feel like it was a big deal.
I couldn't even tell you.
I'm looking. Let's see. Earth Day first celebrated April 22nd, 1970. All right, so I wasn't born yet. I was born in 1950.
Yeah, but no one really cared about it then.
When did it become a commercial holiday?
Yeah.
When did it become a thing that people actually talked about?
Yeah, I guess this article says 1970, but I feel like it was like in the 80s that Earth Day like got really cooking. I don't know. I mean, my car shuts off when I go to a stop. I guess that's something for the Earth.
I turn that setting off. It's so annoying.
You should turn it off. They say you should.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it can't be good to keep turning your car on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah.
And then but why I turn it off is because of the most laziest American thing. My AC isn't as cold when the car.
That's accurate. No. You're okay. Yeah, that's true. I do the same. And believe me, in the summer, it stays on.
Yeah.
And in the winter with the heat.
Yeah, it even fucks with your heat. Yeah, I don't like it.
Do you shut that off on your car? Do you even know how?
Yeah. Little A with the circle around it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I shut it off or if it's automatically off and I have to turn it on.
When I went to get my my Grand Cherokee a couple years ago, the sales guy goes, "You immediately shut this off. That's the first thing you hit. Turn that stupid thing off." I was like, "Oh, okay." So, Loren, and be honest with Roy and I. Have you ever accidentally, because you self-admittedly aren't a great driver, have you ever accidentally driven through a fence?
Yes.
Have you ever accidentally bumped into a non-moving vehicle?
Yes.
Have you ever accidentally bumped into a wall or some sort of structure that was like, okay.
Have you ever bumped into a human?
No.
No, I don't think you probably ever hit anybody. Now, and be honest, have you ever had a close call with a train?
No, I really have not.
That is surprising.
Kind of, but also rich people tend not to live near train tracks.
That's true. It's true. Because they can't be around that woo-woo.
No, they don't want the choo-choo. Chicka-chicka-chicka.
I don't feel like I live near train tracks, and I hear them at night.
I hear the Waxhaw train sometimes.
I hear a train in the wintertime. I can hear it from my house.
The reason why we ask is because this teenager in Gastonia survived a train pummeling her car as it was stuck on the tracks. And the problem is that when the gates go down and you're caught in the middle of the tracks, you can't go around the gates. You can.
You just hurt your car.
If you're given the options, you should tear the gate apart before the locomotive nails it.
100% I would tear the gate apart.
And it takes the train so long to slow down.
I would just could imagine, like, you thought, oh, the stoplight's turning green up ahead. I'm going to go ahead and get on top of the tracks, and then the things come down, and then you're stuck, and you don't know what to do.
No, actually, so there's a lot of train tracks in Pittsburgh, like a lot.
Right.
And I remember as a child driving with my parents and them always reinforcing that you never stop on the train tracks.
No, ever.
Yeah.
Even here, like when we leave here, we have the light rail, the little mass transit thing, and people will go when the car in front of them doesn't go all the way through the stop sign, and all of a sudden the gates will go down and they start panicking. Gotta wait.
Do you stop? Because there's a stop sign just before the tracks. Do you stop even if there's room to go?
Yeah. I stop, not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Not for the train, I stopped because there's pedestrians that are always crossing.
Yeah, there are always pedestrians crossing right there.
And now that the weather's warming up, there's going to be more pedestrians.
I mean, the South End's just filled with people being exercising and whatnot. The other thing that
complete
I noticed...
change from 2 years ago.
No, right? The other thing that I noticed that no one knows what to do in South End are these, on South Boulevard, they have lights to where if someone needs to get across the street, they can hit a button, it goes yellow... Then it goes red, so the person can walk in all traffic on all 4 lanes stop. And then it starts blinking red. And no one knows that means it's a stop sign. Everyone thinks that means you still have to keep stopping.
Oh, when it blinks red, you have the right to go?
You come to a complete stop. If it's clear, you can proceed. But no one knows that. I get so annoyed. I'm sitting there. I'm like, go. There's no one. You can go. I promise you. It's safe. The person walked across. It's fine.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, and talking about the train hitting the car, I was when I moved from New Jersey to Little Rock, Arkansas, it was quite the culture shock in a good way. It was like I was so happy that I got to see another part of the world. And the girl I was dating at the time, She called me and she goes, hey, I don't think I'm like, she had a real Southern accent. She's like, hey, I don't think I'm going to make it to the date. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. What's the matter? She's like, I got in a wreck. I was like, oh, are you okay? She goes, yeah, I got hit by a combine. I was like, you got hit by a combine? Where the hell are we?
I got into a wreck.
I got hit by a combine. I had to call my friend immediately. I go, y'all, you're never going to believe this. Like, we're city dwellers. Like, there's somebody down here who can't make it to the date because they got into an accident with a combine. I know somebody who worked at a construction site and a bulldozer backed into their car and basically crushed the whole thing. Mm. There's insurance for that stuff, but man.
It's just a pain, you know.
It is.
Filing the claim, getting the adjuster out, getting a rental. It's just a fucking nightmare of paperwork.
Yeah, and then, Loren, also the other thing, too, that you need to be cautious of is when you have the kids in the car and you're driving, like I did this for Ruby yesterday, and I shouldn't have done it, and I should have known better. But she goes, Daddy, I dropped my mermaid. So I reached back. And as I reached back, I realized I didn't have enough room. Now all of a sudden I'm like way back, and the car starts veering. And I was like, Ruby, I can't get it. I don't know what to tell you, sweetheart.
I know. Cash does that shit all the time. He's got these 5 sunny bunnies. And if one of the sunny bunnies falls, you would think that like the world is ending.
Can I ask you, Manny, because I can just imagine that moment where you're bent over, the car veers, you get scared, and then do you, like, pretty much blame her and yell at her, like, oh, I can't get it, okay? Yeah. I just...
totally annoyed at her.
Yeah. And she didn't do anything except, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. She goes, are you not happy?
That's Cash's thing right now.
Are you not happy?
Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
Yeah. She's like, are you not happy?
I'm just so sad. Are you not happy?
I'm like, no, I'm not happy. You almost had us killed. Because you're back in Mermaid. And then the other
thing. You could have said no.
Yeah. The other thing that I deal with is when I'm dealing with something like that. Yeah. Or like the. Okay, so here's one for you. I took Ruby and Dean and the dog to the Ballantyne Park.
Yeah.
Okay, the old golf course. And Ruby had a pee. So I go, Ruby, all right, she's wearing her underwear. She got a pee. I go, let's pee just over here on the side. Nobody was around. I went to take her pants down, and I was going to let her just squat in the grass.
Okay.
And before I can get her pants off, she started peeing. So now my hands got pee on it. Her underwear's got pee on it, and so do her pants.
Yeah.
So I take the underwear. I throw them right in the stream. They're gone.
Okay.
All angry. You didn't use them at least to wipe her off with and then throw them in the stream?
I did. Okay. I wiped them, but her pants were wet. But
you were talking about Earth Day. You're throwing underwear in a fucking stream.
I was just so mad. I threw them right in the stream. And then littered. And so now some young girl's underwear are in a stream.
And they're going to be like, oh my God, what happened to the baby?
Yeah, exactly. I know.
You're going to start like a mass search for a child.
This was like 2 weeks ago. I think we're clear now. But... So then I'm dealing with that, and Dean starts hammering me with questions that have nothing to do with anything. Like, Dad, can we go over here? Dad, can we go over there? Dad, Cora, Dad. I go, Dean, do you really think right now is the best time to ask that question? Like a dick, I'm saying this to my son, you know?
And then he's upset.
Yeah, and then he's like, okay. I'm like, bud, now is not like Dean, really? Now you're going to ask that? I got pee in my hand. I got her soaked. But you know what? Like, kids are just being kids.
I know.
And I don't want that because I couldn't ask my dad anything without him flipping out, you know? So
it's just so funny when you get stressed and you lash out at somebody.
By the way, last thing, speaking of my dad, I found out that he had this girlfriend and it might be over.
Oh,
wasn't he going to ask her to move in?
Yeah, but he told my brother that she got mad because he called her 10 times.
Oh, my God, 10 times.
And my brother goes, well, she wasn't picking up. I go, and my brother goes, Dad, it's not like an old house phone that just rings and there's no record of your call. Like every time you call, even though she doesn't answer,
she knows that you called.
She knows that you called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he goes, yeah, well, I guess it might be over. That was yesterday.
That's a little.
He's obsessed with her. I feel like he just started dating her.
Yeah. Well, he said she's got nice boobs and she likes to kiss. So.
Oh my God. He tells his kids that? Oh,
I said it to him. I go, Dad, I don't want to know. I'm like, it's not even that, like, I feel bad for mom who's passed on, who, by the way, is the happiest that she's not dealing with this crap. But I'm like, I go, I just want to hear about my 81-year-old father's sexual tryst. Tryst.
Yeah.
Like, if your mom started dating, if your dad passed away, would you feel weird?
Yes.
How long did it take you to get used to it?
Well, my mom didn't date for, like, at least 2 years. And then somebody asked her out, and I pushed her to start dating.
Oh, good.
I wanted her to start dating.
2 years, it's a long time.
Because I didn't want her to be by herself. But then she dated this asshole for, like, exclusively right away. And I was like, that's not what I meant.
Is that the one who, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then she started dating the guy who...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Great stories.
Yeah, I'd be upset with if my mom and my dad immediately dated and then told me about it.
What if your mom did it?
I'd be upset too. Yeah. And I'd be like, you know, when you die, you're gonna have an awkward conversation with dad up in heaven.
I mean,
listen, if I die first,
I know
there is going to be an awkward conversation when Dallas gets there.
Like, I know if exactly you die, you did.
If you die, I might get divorced because Dallas and I are going to tear up this town.
Aww, you're the worst.
I'm going to find a twin. after your parents split, I'm asking Nicole a question. Who did either one of them start dating before the other?
Well, of course, someone started.
Yeah. Your dad started dating first?
I don't feel like her.
And did you feel weird about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't. You think it's completely fine.
It's different. My dad's 81. My mom lived a good life.
And
you know
they
what
got
I mean?
A divorce. That's different.
Right.
Divorce is different.
Right. Widow, this woman's husband died, I guess, in December or something. So she's equally as guilty.
How about this? I know we're trying to go because it's Friday. I know someone who believes that you reincarnate after you pass.
You talk. I'm going to do the old school thing and start packing my bag, but I'm listening.
Okay, I'll do it with you. They reincarnate, I'll start packing up.
Remember
as well.
We used to do this in science class?
Yeah. I don't even have my bag with me.
I had a teacher get mad at me. He goes, you don't start packing up. There's 5 minutes to go.
Like, very distracting.
I know someone that believes in reincarnation.
Yep.
So that if you're married, that necessarily might not be your soulmate.
Right.
And so they're like, so I may never see you in heaven again.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I kind of feel like that.
Like, hey, like in heaven, like I might die before you and I might have someone else from a previous life who is my soulmate.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Because
I do kind of believe in reincarnation.
Right. So like you can't just, you know what I'm saying? Like if you reincarnate, you probably
gonna
have love
again.
Yeah, but
I don't feel like I'd stick around. Like I wouldn't have put up with the shit that I put up with here if Dallas wasn't my soulmate.
But I mean, all right, we'll end it on that. Bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.